751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
I can't tell you how many times I hear, why don't quality people run for public office? I'm happy to say, here is a quality person.
Hi, this is Ron Quince. Most people know me as Ron Q. When my family legally immigrated from the Philippines 40 years ago, my father told me that Ronald Reagan said that this was a country where you can follow your dreams and opportunity is boundless. You just have to work hard, be wise, and care for those around you. Now, 40 years later, we see that Joe Biden and his mindless puppets in Congress want to kill that dream and destroy our opportunities. I owe it to my wife, my two small children, and the Southern Nevada community to fight for our Constitution, to fight for our dreams, and to fight for our opportunities. That's why I'm a Republican. That's why this month I will be formally announcing my candidacy to be your conservative voice in the race for Congressional District 1. Please follow the Ron Quince for Congress campaign at RonQ4U.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The new CBS Morning Consult poll, it's a nationwide poll, it shows that not only does President Donald J. Trump hold his largest lead so far, 46 points, that's the margin. That's the margin between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. But most of those who would vote for him say that indictments only give them more of a reason to back him. The more he gets indicted, the stronger the resolve of his voters. That's what we're looking at. Here's the way the poll breaks down. Trump, 62%. DeSantis, 16%. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, 7%. He's gone from like 0 to 7. That's a meteoric rise among the wannabes. Vice President Mike Pence, 5%. Tim Scott, 3%. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, 2%. Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, at 2%. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum just really got his campaign started. He's at 1%. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson at 1%. Then you've got others like Will Hurd, Francis Suarez, the mayor of Miami, getting less than 1% of the vote. The bottom line on all of this is that the Trump lead keeps getting larger and larger. I don't know if there is a ceiling for Donald J. Trump. Now you can say, well, can he compete against Joe Biden? And in some polls, Donald Trump is up by 4 and 5 points on Biden. I mean, I'm just telling you that that's the way it's breaking down. There are some polls that show Biden winning, or at least tied for the lead with Donald J. Trump. But the one thing I will say is that we'll be talking about this for weeks to come. I mean, after Wednesday, the next debate isn't until September at the Reagan Library. it's going to be fascinating to talk about what the results of Wednesday are going to be. Coming up, we haven't had him on in a while. I thought it was a good time to visit with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, the publisher of Muth's Truths. And we'll talk about the Senate race. We'll talk about the presidential race. A lot to talk about. And who does he like in that Senate race? I'm not even sure if he's endorsed yet. We'll find out. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at OneNevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The brand new 2024 Mazda CX-90 is designed to curate and elevate every experience you share with it. With the newly designed turbo inline six, iActive all-wheel drive, and seating for eight, it's been carefully crafted to exhilarate through a union of design, technology, and performance. Come see the new 2024 Mazda CX-90 in person at Findlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson. Or call us at 702-955-5555.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
It could take Southern California quite a while to dry out after Tropical Storm Hillary unleashed destructive flooding, rock and mudslides, along with fierce winds.
We have lots of reports of flooding.
That's Todd Hall. He's a meteorologist for the National Weather Service out of Oxnard.
We have 74 reports in the last 18 hours of flooding across LA County.
He says there were tropical force winds in the mountains.
We got some damage down into the valleys as well, some trees that came down right around the 2 o'clock hour yesterday.
He says showers should diminish throughout the morning in Southern California. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
President Biden getting criticism from both the left and the right as he travels to fire-ravaged western Maui today.
Republicans have criticized the president for his initial response to the Maui fires, which destroyed the historic town of Lahaina. It took several days before Mr. Biden fully addressed the tragedy, even though his administration insists it has been involved since day one. Meanwhile, lawmakers and groups on the left are urging the president to declare a national climate change emergency.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president and the first lady will meet with wildfire survivors, first responders, and local officials as they survey the damage. You could be next. Ukrainian President Zelensky's warning to other countries in that neighborhood as his troops continue battling the Russian invaders. Zelensky visited Copenhagen, thanking Danish lawmakers for agreeing to supply his country with American-made F-16 fighter jets. A British nurse has been sentenced to life in prison for murdering seven babies, trying to kill six other infants. Happened while she was working as a neonatal nurse at a hospital in northern England. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 150 points, the Nasdaq trading 82 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Some clutch hitting and shutdown pitching that keeps the Henderson All-Stars Little League World Series hopes alive. They beat the Midwest champs from Fargo, North Dakota yesterday, 7-1. They play next noon tomorrow. They'll take on the loser of today's game between the Southeast and Northwest region champs. Go, Henderson, go. Keep it up. Nevada's unemployment rate dipped a bit in July, but is still the highest in the country. The Silver State's jobless rate dipped 0.1% last month to 5.3%, with the state's workforce growing by 3,400. That's the 8th straight month that Nevada has added jobs. The U.S. unemployment rate for July, 3.5%. Nevada also led the nation in job growth at 3.8%. NV Energy customers should expect a slight drop in their bills through the end of the year. The utility has filed a rate decrease with the Public Utilities Commission that will take effect come October and run through the end of the year. The average decrease for Southern Nevada customers is just more than 1%, reducing a single-family residential bill by $1.20 a month. The rate decrease, the first one in the last 5 quarters for NV Energy. And with fall fast approaching, Springs Preserve already promising a spooktacular good time at its upcoming Haunted Harvest Festival. Trick-or-treat stations and live entertainment, just a couple of the offerings at the Preserve on October 19th through the 22nd. They'll be open each night from 5 to 9. Preserve members can buy tickets beginning September 1st. The general public, you can start on September 7th. For more information, visit springspreserve.org. That's springspreserve.org. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com, 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
We're certainly expecting far more hazardous conditions on our Valley Road. We just haven't seen too much of that this morning. In fact, no accidents are being reported right now, and we're seeing fewer cars on the road. It looks like in the downtown Las Vegas area, along 95 between Las Vegas Boulevard and Eastern. Same goes with the Resort Corridor on I-15 between 95 and Russell Road. A portion of Highway 159, that's the road that leads into Red Rock Canyon, that is shut down due to flooding. The workaround is to go by way of Blue Diamond, where 159 meets up with Blue Diamond, also known as Highway 160 in the Southwest Valley. Still working on injury accident at the east side intersection of Tropicana and Eastern. Still have a 40% chance of thunderstorms before noon today. That could bring along some more heavy rains. Flood watch is in effect, though, until 5 o'clock this evening, and winds gust up to 20 miles per hour. Afternoon highs going to the mid-80s. Still 72 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settle. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is... I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local, our brand new time slot, 6 to 9 a.m. We do it every day, Monday through Friday, and it has been a while since we've had him on, but I'm so excited to have him back. He is Chuck Muth. He is the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. Really good stuff, and also a part of the Pigpen Project. We'll talk about that in due course. Chuck, how you been? You've been busy, man.
Well, but no rest for the weary, right, Kevin? Gosh, it's great to be talking to you again.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. I got to ask you about this latest poll, this CBS News YouGov poll. I don't know how much you've been following the presidential race, but the margin of victory for Trump is 46 points. 46 points, that's the margin. That's not what one guy is or another. Donald Trump with 62% and 16% for Ron DeSantis. What do you make of that? And is the president, the former president, going to pay a price politically for not showing up in Milwaukee?
Well, let's go with the first. The poll, and I think probably your listeners are sophisticated enough to know that a couple of things. One, it's way early. Two, you need to look at what the poll, you know, who the poll actually polled. Were they likely Republican voters? And a national poll isn't as indicative of how the race may turn out as it is what's going on in the four early states. And unfortunately, here in Nevada, the Nevada Republican Party has so messed things up here that we're really down to three early voting states because nobody's coming here just about. So those are the things you have to consider. So I mean, obviously, it's a huge lead. Obviously, Donald Trump is the front runner. But there's a lot. Kevin, you and I have been doing this for a long time. There's plenty of races that you can go back to where one candidate was way behind at this point in the campaign and then rallied back. I mean, Joe Biden certainly wasn't leading in the polls going into the Democrat primary 4 years ago. So it's interesting. We all talk about the polls. It can show momentum shifting one way or the other. But we're really going to have to wait a few more months before things get serious. Now, will Donald Trump pay a price? I think that he will in not participating. I know he wants to be anointed and just declare that this race is over. But I don't get a sense out there that people like the fact that he criticized Biden relentlessly for not debating when he ran against him in 2020. And now he's pretty much having his own words put right back at him for refusing to debate his opponents in this primary. And things have changed dramatically. There are a lot of issues that need to be discussed. There are things that legitimate issues and questions that the president should be asked. I know he's saying things like, well, if I'm elected again, I'm going to end birthright citizenship on day one. Well, he had 4 years to do that. Why didn't he do it then? And if he didn't do it then, why should we believe him now? So I think it's a legitimate to have him in these debates and answer those types of questions. But politically, tactically, strategically, his campaign has decided not to do that.
A week or so ago, the Nevada Republican Party released the date for the caucus, which will be February 8th, as opposed to February 6th, which is the primary. And I guess my question is, do you understand how this whole caucus thing is going to work?
Well, I don't even think they understand how this caucus thing is going to work. I can tell you what the result is going to be. It is going to be a public relations disaster. It already is. This is beyond stupid. This is stupid on steroids. They're going to have a primary one way or the other, unless a court overturns it, and I don't see that happening. There's going to be a primary on February the 6th. It's going to be nothing but a beauty contest. No delegates to the national convention are going to be awarded. And then they're going to have a caucus that's very exclusionary 2 days later that only certain people are going to be able to participate in. And I just think this is as dumb as a box of rocks, Kevin. You and I both know, look back at what happened last year, 2022. U.S. Senate race, Adam Laxalt lost by fewer than 8,000 votes with 175,000 active registered Republicans staying home and not voting. And clearly the Democrats are way ahead of the party on ballot harvesting. So what the party should be focusing on is having, you know, it's kind of like a preseason game. Do the primary, and the party should be focusing on getting as many Republicans out to the primary as possible. They're talking about doing ballot harvesting. They're talking about taking steps to increase early voting. So why not do that in the presidential primary in February? Have a practice run. Find out what you did right. Find out what you did wrong. Then come back and get a second bite of the apple in June for the primary for all of the other races. Learn from that so that when you get to November, you've had some practice at ballot harvesting, getting people to out to vote at all and getting people to vote early. That makes a heck of a lot more sense than saying, okay, unless you can show up at 5 p.m. on a Thursday night in person, you don't get to have a say in this. It's just mind-blowing how dumb this idea is.
Is there a candidate or candidates that will be helped by the caucus?
Well, clearly, the party wants to do the caucus because they believe that it's going to benefit Donald Trump. The Nevada Republican Party and Donald Trump have been joined at the hips for years, and they're doing the caucus because they believe they can better control. You know, they've got their caucus folks out there that are going to show up for the caucus, and I believe that the caucus is definitely tilted toward Donald Trump. Now, I'm not saying that he's not ahead and he couldn't win the primary. He probably could win the primary as well if his lead remains where it is today. But it's just not right for the other candidates not to be able to participate in the primary if they choose, you know, if the party says you have to be in the caucus. If you want to be in the caucus, you can't be in the primary. They're trying to restrict the options that the vast majority of Republican voters have, and it's just going to backfire on them big time.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach and a proponent of the Pigpen Project. It's been a while since you've been on. Explain what the Pigpen Project is and what it's intended to do.
Well, as your listeners will know, back in 2020, during the early days of COVID, the Nevada legislature had a special session in August and just completely upended our election laws in the state of Nevada. And the including legalizing ballot harvesting. But the worst was automatic universal mail-in balloting. And that it had so many problems, it wasn't funny. And the biggest problem was ballots were being mailed to people who no longer live where they are registered, or they no longer live at all. So the Pigpen Project's purpose is to identify those voters before the election, work with election officials to say, hey, we went to this person's house. We asked the current resident or homeowner, does Joe Smith still live here? If they indicate no, they haven't lived here in a while, there is a form that you can have the homeowner or resident sign that says they don't live here anymore. We submit those to the election department. The election department verifies it, and then they remove them from the active voter registration list and put them on the inactive list, which means that they won't be automatically mailed a ballot. And that's what's so key in protecting the security and integrity of our elections. Now, if you're moved from active to inactive, you can still vote, but before you get a ballot, you're going to have to prove that your residency is, in fact, valid. So the Pigpen Project, that's exactly what we're doing. We've got boots on the ground, database folks, phone calls being made. And we've already had some success right now in having voters changed. And all we got to do is just keep growing it and growing it and growing it in time for the presidential primary in February.
Got to ask you about the Senate race. You've written extensively about Sam Brown, some of the problems that he's had in the early going of this campaign. You've taken a look at other candidates. Your thoughts on what's going to be, I think, a pretty crowded field for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, there are eight Republicans who have already announced that they're running. Four of them appear to have put together credible campaigns. You mentioned Sam Brown. There's Jim Marchant, who ran for Secretary of State last year. Tony Grady, who ran for Lieutenant Governor last year, and a newcomer, Dr. Jeff Gunter, who's a former ambassador to Iceland. They all have certain advantages, and they all have certain disadvantages. I don't believe there is a clear front runner at this point. If you put a gun to my head and said you have to pick one, I have to give it to Sam Brown. He's got more name ID, I think, because of the high-profile primary that he ran for U.S. Senate last time. He's been endorsed by the National Republicans, Senator Mitch McConnell, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And he announced that in his first week after announcing that he raised over $400,000. So, you know, I'd have to say that he's ahead right now, but this race is going to be wide open. The other three candidates that I mentioned all have their own advantages and disadvantages. And I just think that when we get closer to filing next March, I think we'll have a better idea of who really has the best shot at coming out with the nomination in June.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in reading the latest Muth's Truths or one of them, you were impressed by Tony Grady, though.
I've always been impressed with Tony Grady. The man is, first, he's got a stellar military career. He wasn't just a pilot in the Air Force. He was a test pilot for the B-2 stealth bomber while he was in the service. He finished 20 years in the Air Force and then flew and trained pilots for FedEx for another 20 years before retiring. He ran for lieutenant governor last year in the primary, first time as a candidate. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he won 13 out of 17 counties. Now, he didn't win the nomination. Stavros Anthony won the Republican nomination. He had a much higher name ID in Clark County by virtue of the fact that he was the Las Vegas city councilman for so many years. He had run in a contentious county commission race in 2020. So I think Tony brings a lot to the table. I think probably if you look at experience and qualifications, he's probably the most experienced and qualified to be a U.S. senator. But as I've said in time and time again, it's not the best candidate who wins. It's the best campaign. So we're going to have to see what kind of campaign he puts together if he's going to be able to catch Sam Brown and overcome it.
In our remaining minutes with Chuck Muth, I want to ask you, this is going to be a critical week for the Clark County School District and the teachers union. Are we going to have a strike or are we going to have some sort of work stoppage? That would not be good.
It would not be good, and it's hard to predict. I'll just say this. The teachers union is the worst thing that can happen to education possible. They should be outlawed, in my opinion. It's only because of the teachers union that the Democrats have dug in their heels so strongly and oppose opportunity scholarships for low-income, mostly minority children, and they tried to kill that program in the last session. Fortunately, Governor Lombardo, whose slogan is "Get stuff done," because I know we're on the air, and he found a way to restore the cuts that the Democrats made during the legislative session. There is a law preventing a strike, but there's nothing really you can do if they all decide to call in sick or do something. These folks are just greedy and out of control, and I wouldn't put anything past them. We very well could get to a work stoppage. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope they realize that the most important thing is the kids' education, and they're already suffering enough from the school shutdown during COVID. So let the kids get in the classroom, do your job, teach them well, and let's move on.
I want to ask you just in our final couple of minutes about opportunity scholarships. The governor and AAA came together and carved out a temporary solution to the opportunity scholarship problem. My question is, did the governor do enough? And what should the next step be in ESAs, opportunity scholarships, school choice?
Well, the governor did the best that he could under the circumstances. Remember, unlike states like Florida and Texas, where school choice has really taken off, Governor Lombardo doesn't have a Republican legislature. Not only do the Democrats control both the Senate and the Assembly, but they have a supermajority in the Assembly, and they're one vote short of a supermajority in the Senate. So his hands, I mean, he was playing against the stacked deck. I think they probably did the best that they could with opportunity scholarships. I know a lot of people wish that he had done more or could have done more, But this fight is not over. There are school choice advocates out there like Valeria Gurr and Aaron Phillips who will not let this issue die. And they are committed to going out and finding the legislators who did not support opportunity scholarships. I think they're going to really double down their efforts, and they're going to try to get Governor Lombardo a little bit more support for school.